Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Episode 3185, 3185. Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on
Mike's
Earth.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
We're broadcasting from Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley. My name is Mike. We're going to do a show and talk about some things, and this is interesting. I had a rude awakening on Sunday morning, and I heard my lovely lady friend, she was yelling out a warning to our cat Patches, who I've had podcast pictures of.
DailyPodcast.com
is where you can see the podcast pictures of Patches the cat. We also have Rocky the cat, but neither of those were the culprit of what woke us up on Sunday morning. It was actually skunks. Yes, skunks. My lovely lady friend heard this high-pitched, like, screeching sound and thought perhaps Patches had caught a bird. Sadly, that's what cats do. They catch birds, they catch mice, they catch rats. But no, Patches was innocent. It was, in fact, two skunks making that noise on the patio. And they had one of them, they must have been fighting because one of them let off the scent, did the stinky thing and sprayed. And so that smell, we're not sure exactly where they sprayed, but the smell just permeated the house. And I parked my car in the garage. I am blessed. I am thankful that I can park my car in the garage. For years and years and years, my car sat outside and on a busy public street, and all kinds of things would happen to it. But no, now it stays in a garage. And I try and keep enough junk out of the garage so I can put my car in it. Anyway, Cafe Anyway. It somehow permeated the garage, even though the garage is completely sealed. Pretty much. And the stink somehow got into the garage and into the car. And it, so we're still, whenever I drive the car, all the windows are down.
And here's today's podcast picture.
All the windows are down. The podcast picture's not of the car, but all the windows are down. And when I get to my destination, I roll up the windows and lock it, of course. I come back to the car. It smells as if the skunk is still in there. So I don't know where it wasn't even in spray in the garage. I don't know what's going on. But the podcast picture, though, is of another befuddling thing. And that's this time of your ghouls and ghosts and scary things like that. And it's a picture from a year ago in Podcaster Valley on Sandy Street, a very famous street on Halloween. They had lots of decorations. My great friend, the late, great Basil the Boxer, and I used to walk along that street. There he is barking at us there. And see a picture, a podcast picture of Basil, as well as this cool-looking ghost thing hanging from a tree. It's kind of an interesting shot. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com. A guy I work with told me, hey, Mike, a friend of mine just got a boxer, and he named it Basil. And I said, oh, is your friend named Mike Matthews? Because that's so weird, just like me. But it is a great name for a boxer. And today I was asked by Rob Black, hey, do you think you'll ever get another dog again? And do you miss your pup? Do you miss Basil?
This show is clean.
And I said, yep, every day. Oh, Windows 10 support has ended. Did you know that? Yes. So they want you to upgrade to Windows 11. There is a way that you could have gotten an extension for a year on the security of your Windows 10 that was somewhat involved, but it did involve going into your settings. I don't know if that option is still available to you there if you have Windows, but there are some groups that are saying, hey, some business groups, some consumer groups, consumer advocates saying, wait a minute, Windows, you didn't give us a chance. What's going on? You should have made that.
Woo!
Yeah. Instead of saying, oh, you got to upgrade to a Windows 11, you got to get a different computer. You got to buy a whole new computer, is what they're saying. Instead, because with Windows 10, they allowed a lot of computers to upgrade to Windows 10 for free. But with Windows 11, not so much. So I don't know if Windows is even listening to them, is even paying them any attention. It's interesting. I thought during this, back in, was it March or May?
Mike is on it, man.
Go with no man. Thank you. Gone
we love it,
Thank
Mike.
You. That's very nice of you for to even say that, sir. Thank you. You know, it was back, I think, in May that we started the real ID here in America, where you needed the real ID to get on a plane. And I didn't hear any pushback about that. Everybody said, oh, yeah. Even people I thought would be the most biggest procrastinators on the planet told me, no, I got it done like 3 years ago when they first talked about it. Oh, I got it done during the last administration, or back when Trump first threatened it in his first administration. I said, what?
This is Mike's podcast picnic.
And we're at the podcast picnic now, and we're having delicious crackers that are gluten-free because people are so afraid of gluten these days and enjoy it. Enjoy these wonderful crackers with some cheese. That is not... The cheese is gluten-free, but not lactose intolerant free or lactose free. So for you lactose intolerant folks, this is going to be torture for you. But enjoy it here at the Podcast Picnic, mikesdailypodcast.com. I think what you missed of Podcast Picnic on one of the shows last week. So... Anyway, Cafe, anyway, it was interesting when the skunk... So
I got
one,
through that. I got into it.
No, I'm still into the story because my lovely lady friend went outside to see what was going on with the skunks. Yes, she walked out amidst the skunks. There were two skunks around her. One of them just ran up the hill, and the other was trapped, and that's never good when you trap a skunk. And it ran back and forth, and I actually saw this happen. But the skunk just ran right by her like it was a cat or something. Like, okay, I'll go out this way. And she's like, go this way. And the skunk went that way and didn't spray her. My lovely lady friend said they probably didn't have any scent to spray.
When you're a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
Because they were out of that, because they had just sprayed each other. And these skunks were not wearing stretchy pants, interestingly enough. But I'm glad you asked. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica, we are broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. I am not a huge sports fan, but okay, so Rob Black, who I was mentioning, had asked me about my dog. He has his dog, and he's saying, you know, do you still think about your
anyway.
Dog?
Anyway.
Cafe Anyway, I do. And I don't know when I'm going to get another dog. And he said, well, when this dog is gone, the one he has now, he didn't know if he was going to get another one. You get these really strong bonds with your animals, and it's tough. But there are so many animals that need homes, so that really shouldn't be an excuse. And maybe someday I'll get a dog. But back to a story that he told me about Tom Brady. He has joined the wellness company called Escape.
Like, they got an area where you can get specialty burgers. What? They got an area where you can get chicken. They got an area where you can get all this food.
At Cafe Anyway?
You've never seen anything like it in your life.
No, it's amazing. You can't even imagine it, Cafe Anyway. But imagine the word escape with an A in front of it. That is the wellness company Tom Brady is part of, bringing his longevity recovery protocols to massage robots. This company has over 100 locations, has provided more than 25,000 massages with automated robots. Escape is an attractive option for many customers because it's lower in cost, starting around $30 per visit versus a regular masseuse, which can be upwards of, I guess, $50. I went in to get a massage, and I got a guy... And I was like, oh, I guess I don't know,
you know, I mean,
what
people,
to do.
You know, people get stuck on stupid, you know what I mean?
I guess I'll just say, oh, golly gee, okay. I'll go ahead and get massaged by you, sir. It was weird. Especially since I knew him. I go, oh, hey, aren't you the guy that lives down the street? back when I lived in downtown Ventura. But he was a pretty good masseuse. I know. It's a very awkward story for me to tell, but he ended up taking, when I was moving out of my place, I had a bunch of stuff that I couldn't sell, and I just basically gave it away to him. So I was more than nice to that guy. I hope his life was as storied as Tom Brady's, who won more Super Bowls than any other player in history. since stepping away from the football field, he is now an astute businessman. He holds a minority stake. He's traveled into the world of football ownership with a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders. He owns a content production company. I hate that term, content. And I hate the word creative, even though that's what I am. And content is what I do produce. But I like to be more specific. I do a podcast. I'm a podcaster. I'm a radio guy. I'm a host. Content producer. Just basically people that don't want to actually work and come up with the actual words. But the worst word of all is vibe. We are using that word way too much these days, folks. We are vibing, vibes, good vibes. I get it. You like it. But I'm hearing it all over now. But here, let me change the vibe and talk to the folks about how Tom Brady... Oh, he's a pitchman for the Hertz Rental Car Company, if you also didn't know that. But he launched a wellness company called TB12. And he's also a Fox Sports NFL analyst. And he also is the chief innovative officer at Escape. That's Escape with an A, a robotic massage company.
Magnification.
Magnifying into that world. Whether artificial intelligence can ultimately replace the human touch of a therapist during a conventional massage session, Brady said, that remains to be seen. He says, it's all a hypothesis. So whether I think so or not, it's up to what the future holds. I do think, obviously, robotics, AI, is...
What?
Is that a sentence? It just dropped off. Okay, really the world we're entering into and how we can deliver a consistent service that's totally dependent and is based on protocols that are tried and tested over many, many years. Okay, he's 48, by the way. That's from Fox Business, had that story. And another interesting bit of robo stuff. There goes a flying saucer dropping off this story. Tesla robo-taxi reality check. Human drivers... and no permits. After small-scale test, that does make you think. Will the young people of today, or the young people of tomorrow, let's just say. Because young people today that want to get driver's licenses, they're doing it. But, you know, in a couple of years from now, with all these self-driving cars, are they going to figure, why? Why should I? These cars drive themselves. Why do I need to learn how to drive it? After a small-scale test in Austin, Texas, Tesla said it would expand their driverless cabs to the Bay Area, and they only plan to prearrange trips in human-driven vehicles only for riders who received an invitation. And according to the folks at the Motley Fool, they have a pretty good podcast.
Pretty much.
The company believes it can be the most valuable company in the world as it transitions from vehicle productions to a company based on artificial intelligence, robotics, and driverless vehicles. One of the biggest developments for Tesla investors this past summer happened in Austin, where the company launched its robotaxi pilot. However, 3 months into its robotaxi pilot with a small number of Model Ys operating, it still requires a safety driver just in case. And it still only operates with invite-only passengers. It's all about the invite. Tesla is still behind its primary rival, Waymo, which is moving into new cities and doesn't require a safety driver to supervise its driverless vehicles. And I'm hearing so many folks go, oh, yeah, you totally get used to it when you're driving in a driverless car because you just relax and you...
Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. Can you please tell me that I'm pretty?
Yes, you're pretty. And, you know, maybe the vehicle is busy telling you you're pretty, so you forget about the fact that there's nobody driving the vehicle. While the slower and smaller initial test may have made investors cautious, Elon Musk remains ambitious. He noted in an earnings call this past summer that the autonomous ride-hailing service would reach across most of the country and probably address half the U.S. population by the end of this year. Space baby, I'll write your name.
That one I don't understand.
That was fat Taylor Swift. If we're thinking about things happening in the future, someday that might actually happen. Fat Taylor Swift. But right now, she's still slim. Single-family rent prices increased 2.3%, which is a little bit slower than the average increase a year ago. Rent growth has now fallen below the lower end of the 10-year average range of pre-pandemic growth. It has now fallen below the lower end of the average range of pre-pandemic growth. And so, does it make sense to rent? I'm thinking my next door neighbor's renting his house because he didn't sell it. I didn't see a for sale sign on the house, or that it was sold, a sold sign or sale pending or any of that. But if rent growth has fallen, and rent, thus meaning rent is a little bit cheaper possibly than it has been, maybe that's something. Because it's sure tough to sell a house, I saw from what he was going through. So we're outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Look who's here.
Wow.
Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing? I brought my horse, Dilly.
And to disgruntled field player, tell you what.
What?
I sure do want to sing to you right now Joni Mitchell song and make all kinds of weird facial contortions and whatnot when I'm singing it. Can I do that for you right now?
Sure, as long as you're playing a fiddle while you're doing it.
I told you, I don't play the fiddle because I'm the disgruntled fiddle player. Fiddles make me disgruntled, tell you what.
What?
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Okay, now your best friend Jimmy Kimmel has something to tell you right now. Here we go.
Should the government be allowed to regulate which podcasts the cell phone companies and Wi-Fi providers are allowed to let you download?
No.
To make sure they serve the public interest?
No.
You think that sounds crazy?
No. No. I think the audience meant to say, yes, that sounds crazy, but they, you know, it was in the moment. That was when Kimmel came back. By the way, something like 4 million subscribers just quit Hulu when that whole thing happened. And something like 3 million quit Disney Plus, the people that run the Jimmy Kimmel show. Just said, bye-bye. If you're going to do that, bye-bye. So, yeah. It's not exactly... let's just say... if you went anywhere over the weekend on Saturday... And on the No Kings Day Saturday, I've heard right-wing talk show hosts go, yeah, okay, there were a lot of people protesting. All right. Usually they try and cover it up and go, oh, no, there was nobody out there. No, and they were all, hate America. No, not exactly. I've heard some right-wing talk show hosts go, yeah, they were concerned about some things that Trump's doing. But I don't agree with why they say what they're saying. And all that. So, well, this is... one was pointing out Fetterman, who's always saying, hey, we... And I agree with him. We need to dial down the extreme political hate speech and divisiveness and all that. But still, it was an interesting day. And those days are going to keep popping up. It's just something that Trump draws. And I can't explain it here, but you just go to a rally and you'll get some reasons why. Okay, here's somebody else here.
Well, I have a microphone.
Oh, Adam Sandler!
And you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
A young Adam Sandler, which he's not anymore. He's old. Adam, you're old now. Please, just acknowledge that. You're old. You were young once. But now you're not, so just stop. Oh, look who's here.
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer halves right now. Oh, boy.
Will it make me young?
No.
Well, I'll try some anyway. Well, that's the best root beer ever on the planet Earth, ever made by a human being named Brewmaster.
Take it out.
Oh, we're almost going to take out the show and end it for today. But Brewmaster, how are things in the basement?
Yeah, it's all good because I'm down there all by myself all day long. It's so scary with all the big root beer. That time I fall in and drown. Oh, boy. Drink right now. Cut you.
All right. I'll have another sip because it's the wonderful magnification guy.
Magnification.
All right. You know, we have some wonderful root beer at Cafe Anyway and Sarsaparilla and cool people.
It's like a Walmart-sized convenience store and gas pump.
It is a wonderful place.
There's probably 150 gas pumps.
Cafe Anyway.
They're monstrous. They're monstrous.
All that outside.
You go in. They're massive.
You can't even.
World famous.
World famous, and you can't conceive how great it is at Cafe Anyway. But you can call into the Cafe Anyway hotline. In fact, with that phone number, here is this guy.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you, listener, for listening to Mike's Daily Podcast.
Thanks again. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.